Hello and welcome to the last podcast of this year. Next time you hear from us, it will be 2024.
We all know how to celebrate Christmas here in the UK, but we've been wondering what they do in the other parts of the world. Here are some of the things we've found out.
So, here's the first thing. Christmas isn't over until January the 6th, when children in Spain receive gifts, not from Santa Claus, but from the Three Kings. Fact number two. The way Spain celebrates New Year's Eve sounds fun. Instead of standing under mistletoe or waiting for fireworks or singing Happy New Year's, each person eats 12 grapes in the last 12 seconds of the old year. They think it brings good luck. Last fact. In Catalonia, there is no Santa. Instead, there is a hollow log that's brought to life with a face and two legs. Starting from the 8th of December, children cover the log with a blanket to keep it warm and start feeding it. On Christmas Day, everybody sings songs and beats the log with a stick until all the sweets and nuts come pouring out.
Thank you, Ella. I decided to look into Christmas in Ecuador because it's in the middle of the rainforest. I like the Ecuadorian football team and I like the Galapagos Islands, which Ecuador owns. Feliz Navidad. Hello and welcome to my Ecuadorian facts. And by the way, Feliz Navidad is Merry Christmas in Spanish, which is the language they speak in Ecuador. Instead of having Christmas on the 25th of December in Ecuador, they have it on the 16th of December. Amazing. One of the most colourful things is El Padanino, which shows how Mary and Joseph travelled to Bethlehem. Brilliant. Bolonda Verde is the Christmas food they have at Christmas lunch. It's like a really scrumptious bolognese filling the family up to the brim. Talking about food, here's a recipe on pastinos, which are a deep-fried crunchy pastries in a shape of crown served with panela syrup. How to make. For the dough, combine the flour, baking powder and salt. In a separate bowl, beat the eggs and sugar together until well mixed. Add the melted butter, milk, vanilla extract and orange zest to the egg mixture. Slowly mix the wet ingredients into dry. Mix well until you have a smooth dough. Roll out the dough on a floured surface. Use a knife to cut the dough into strips. Cut small notches on each side and bring two ends together to form a circle. Drop in the hot oil and fry until a deep golden brown. Remove pastinos from the oil and drain. Now for the syrup. Combine the water, sugar, cinnamon sticks, cloves, orange peel and orange juice. Bring this mixture to a boil, then reduce the heat and simmer for about 10 to 15 minutes until it's thickened slightly into a gorgeous, zingy, sticky syrup. Now enjoy.
Thanks, Lewis. That was fun.
I was interested in Australia because Christmas for them comes in the summer. Also, my aunt lives there. We managed to arrange an interview with her, and here she is talking to us from the other side of the world.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks so much for agreeing to talk to us. It's 9:30 in the morning here, and we're guessing it's about 10 o'clock at night for you?
No, actually, I'm in Brisbane, so it is 7:40 p.m.
So our first question is, what's Christmas like in Brisbane? I imagine it's very different to here.
It is. It's very different. It's very, very hot because it's our midsummer. So it's actually so hot that most people go to the beach or they are inside and they're all crowded around the air conditioners because it's so hot. We are subtropical, so often it's very rainy. So we've just had a massive thunderstorm and luckily that's gone over.
That's something you could imagine.
Yeah, I grew up near where you guys are, so I miss the cold Christmases.
Where do you have your Christmas dinner?
So this year, I'm actually cooking dinner for everybody here at my house. But sometimes I go over to Perth to see my cousin.
That must be a long way.
It is. It's 5 hours in a plane. It's a long, long way.
Does anybody have a Christmas dinner on the beach?
I have never done it, but people do. They take picnics. and they go down to the beach and they swim and have fun. Do you want to know what we eat here for Christmas? Because it's quite different.
Yeah.
Because it's so hot, often we don't want a lot of hot food. So we'll have lots of things like seafood, like prawns and salads and things like that. And mostly for pudding, we don't have like plum pudding. Mostly we have a pavlova.
That sounds very good.
Because it's our summer, fruit is a really big thing for Christmas. So we have mangoes. Mangoes is Christmas and so cherries.
We thought that people had a barbecue on the beach.
I guess some of them do. There are actually barbecues. The council will have barbecues beside the beach. So people can go and use those. They're like fixed barbecues with shades and things to keep the sun off and the rain off.
What about Christmas decorations?
Do you know what we do? We put up Christmas decorations, and it's kind of funny because you know how in the center of your town, you've probably got from the streetlight, you've got icicles and things like that. We have that here too, and it's 30 degrees, and it's kind of just weird looking up at the icicles.
Is it true that because there were no reindeer in Australia, that 6 white kangaroos pulled Santa's sleigh?
I don't know. I've never seen him.
Somebody told me that loads of people dress up as Santa and go surfing.
Yes, they do. It's really, really fun. Have you Googled YouTube and seen Santa surfing?
No, we'll probably try that.
You should have a look.
What's the biggest difference for you?
Well, the biggest difference for me is that all of my family is over where you are. And so I have lots of friends here, which is lovely, but it's not the same as hanging out with my family.
So is that the main thing you miss about the UK?
Is my family, yes.
When will you next be in the UK?
I usually come over in about May. I like to come over for springtime because it's then sort of the same temperature in England as it sort of is here in Brisbane. It's our autumn and your spring, and it's not too much of a shock. So if I come over from Australia now where it's about 30 degrees and I come over to where you are, it's a real shock for my system. And I sometimes can't imagine what clothes to wear. And so sometimes what I do is I go and open the freezer and I put my head in the freezer and I feel how cold it is. And that's how I remember what clothes to bring.
So what's the best thing about Christmas in Australia?
The best thing is that it's really relaxed. It's super, super chilled. We don't eat as much because it's so hot. Some people will play cricket in the backyard. And some people, do you know what a slip and slide is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So often that's the thing people will do in their backyards. They'll go on the slip and slide.
Thanks so much for talking to us. Do you have a favourite Christmas song we can play for you?
I would love that. I love The Snowman. Bye. And thank you very much. It's been lovely chatting to you guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
How competitive neighbours are with their light displays. People walk around their neighbourhood comparing their own light displays with others.
I couldn't decide which country I was most interested in, so I've looked at more than one. The Night of Radishes is an annual event held on December 23rd in Mexico, dedicated to the carving of oversized radishes to create scenes that compete for various prizes. On the 13 nights leading up to Christmas, Icelandic homes are visited by 13 trolls called Yulads. Starting on the 12th of December, they descend one by one from the mountains to give presents to the people below. In Italy, they have an old woman or a witch called La Befana, who gives presents to the children, a lot like our Santa Claus.
Thanks, Elsa. There's one country still to visit. You all know Ivana and her two boys, who are our guests from Ukraine. Right now, they're on their way back from home to spend Christmas with the family they had to leave behind. Before she went, she spoke with us and told us two interesting facts.
The big Christmas dinner is on the 24th of December, not the 25th. The day is spent cleaning the house and then the table is laid with 12 different dishes and all of them are meat-free. This is so that everyone, whatever their culture, can sit down together and share the meal.
The second thing is that presents are not the big deal they are here. Children do receive small treats and sweets, but not enough to fill a huge stocking like we have, and not piled up another Christmas tree.
Ivana said they hope they'll be decorating their tree on the 19th, and that they're sure to have a very busy time visiting family, including a new baby cousin. If the bombing is severe, they have shelters underground. We hope they stay safe and have a very happy time.
This song is for you, Ivana, Dima and Ivan, and all your family.
Щедрик, щедрик, щедрівочка прилетіла, ластівочка стала собі щебетати, господаря викликати, білі, білі, господарю, подивися на кошару, там овечки покотились, а янички народились, тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мір грошей, тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мір грошей. Ось не тебе жінка, тебе жінка, Лошіто полога, тебе жінка чорна брола, щедрик, щедрик, щедрівочка прилетіла, ластівочка стала собі щебетати, господаря викликати, шиди, види, господарю, подивися на кошару, там овечки покотились, а ягнички народились, тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мір хороший, тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мір. Ось не тебе жінка, тебе жінка чорна брова, ось не рожіто полова, тебе жінка чорна брова. Щедрик, щедрик, щедрівочка прилетіла.
Next we visit class 2 who are keen to tell us about their Christmas pantomime they have been to see. Here they are.
We went to watch Dick Whittington.
It was so good. And there was a cat called Tiddles. And there were sheep and there was a rat and he was a baddie. But in the end, he was good.
What did you like the best?
My favourite bit was when they found out who stole the money from the safe. Box.
Who stole the money from the safe box?
It was the rat.
My favourite bit was when the sheep came on and when one of the sheep had did a woogie bit, like put his hands on his head and did the woogie.
Do you mean they wiggled?
Yes.
What about you, Anna?
My favourite part was when the cat was crying.
Why was he crying?
Because he missed Dick and then Dick came along and then he started crying and he said, Dick's gone! And then he turned around and he surprised because Dick was standing right next to him.
How about you, Evan?
My favourite bit was probably the same as Florence's.
What did you think of Rat when he stole the money?
I thought he was going to be evil and be mean for the rest of the play.
Was he?
No.
Did anybody like Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers came on. They dressed him up because the manacle broke and the customers needed to see a new mannequin. So he dressed up as the mannequin and he was just holding a box.
Did it make you laugh?
Very much.
I liked the bit when Mr. Rogers didn't sing. Tiddles said, let's do this half of
half of the theatre. And then he said, let's do this half of the theatre. And then he noticed that Mr. Rogers wasn't singing, and he had to sing it all on his own. It was really funny.
The scary part was when Tiddles and Dick Whittington was asleep and the rat came in, and that's when he would stole the money, and he didn't know the code. But at the very end, he kept trying the codes, but then he got the code and he stole the money.
And he put it in Dick Whittington's pocket, so Dick Whittington stole it.
So was he framed?
Yes!
But then they watched the CCTV camera on the robot, so they saw that it wasn't Dick, it was the rat.
How did the rat man end up good in the end?
He gave Maisie a heart. And Maisie is the robot.
I've heard that a cat called Tiddles became the mayor of London at the end.
Yes!
When it happened, it was because Dick and Tiddles, they were famous because they did a really good dance. But Dick was going to be mayor of London. But then Dick said Tiddles could.
If you had to give it a mark out of 10, what would it be?
100 out of 10.
100 out of 10.
100 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Thank you for talking to us. Sounds like you had fun.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get
to finish our Christmas broadcast. We wanted to think about the story behind Santa.
He was a humble monk called Nicholas, who was born around 280 AD in Pratra, which is modern-day Turkey.
Legend states that Nicholas had a giving spirit and travelled the countryside helping those less fortunate and sick. His parents were wealthy landowners, and when they died, everything went to their only son. Nicholas, who always had the spirit of giving, took his inheritance and shared it out among those less fortunate. December 6th marks the anniversary of Nicholas's death.
Around the world, Santa comes in many forms. In France, he is accompanied by a man in black who is said to punish children if they misbehave. In the Netherlands, Santa rides the rooftops on a horse and puts gifts into children's shoes. While in Spain, he is a coal miner who rewards children who've been eating well.
Whatever his name and however he looks, all Santas share one thing. They all represent the spirit of giving. Merry Christmas, everyone!